March is finally here, and with it, some incredible games are finally releasing. We've got some new entries in iconic franchises, and even some new indie classics. We've got it all. I'm your host, Retrospect, and today, we're going to be checking out some of the top games dropping this March. Coming up first on our list is Scott Pilgrim EX, dropping on March 3rd. This picks up right after the anime series with a brand new story co-written by Brian Lee O'Malley. Scott and the band are just trying to play a show when a literal metal Scott shows up, kidnaps everyone, and then dips through a portal. So, of course, Scott and Ramona gotta jump in after him. It's just a full-on brawler, just like the one previously, with seven playable characters, a warped, time-glitched version of Toronto to smash your way through. And if you loved that original game, this one is just bigger, louder, remixed, and better. There's already a demo on Steam if you want to try and throw some hands early. Next on our list is Pokemon Pokopia, dropping March 5th, and this is exclusively on the Switch 2, but it completely flips the usual Pokemon formula, so there's no battles or gyms or villains, the humans are gone, and Pokemon haven't been asleep for years. You wake up as a Ditto with no trainer, transform into your own customizable human form, and then step into a quiet, abandoned world. It's like Animal Crossing meets Dragon Quest Builders, but the Pokemon are running the construction crew, and you get to rebuild Pokemon centers, gather resources, and recruit different Pokemon for different jobs. It's Pokemon, but very peaceful, and I like it, very refreshing.
Space before you know it. Pokemon Pokopia.
Marathon launches March 5th, and it's a PvPvE extraction shooter set in the year 2893, made by Bungie. Yes, Bungie is officially back in that sci-fi shooter mode genre. Now, a colony sends out a cryptic distress signal, then everything goes quiet. Now, runners or mercenaries who upload their consciousness in the combat shells are dropping in to loot the planet and uncover what really happened. The recent server slam gave players an early taste, and feedback from everyone was pretty much that it's a great game, but needs a bit of polishing with that PvP balance. But if Bungie sticks to landing, this could be a serious contender in the extraction space genre. Mayday! Next up is Slay the Spire 2, dropping on Early Access March 5th, and if you somehow missed the first one, Slay the Spire is a roguelike deck builder that basically defined the whole genre, and you build a deck as you climb a tower, drafting cards, stacking absurd synergies with the characters, and trying not to get killed by all the fights. Now Slay the Spire 2 is expanding the formula in a huge way, and the big feature is finally having co-op with multiplayer-only cards built around team synergy. With 5 characters at launch, including a new class called Necrobinder and 100 cards, if the first game ate your free time, this one's about to do it again. X1348 Voto drops March 12th, and it's a cinematic action-adventure set in the 14th century Italy during the Black Death. So you play as Ada, a young knight errant on a brutal quest to save someone close to her, traveling through a world that's equal parts beautiful and completely devastated. But the main draw of the game is that the combat is based on real European martial arts, with motion capture from professional fighters. So you get to switch stances, change fighting styles, and learn techniques from skill books you find along the way. So, if you're curious, there's already a demo out so you can test your fighting skills early.
The feet of family, little lord.
I swore an oath of justice.
Do you believe I enjoy doing the things I've done?
Trust me.
John Carpenter's Toxic Commando drops March 12th on console and PC. A genius idea to pull energy from Earth's core goes horribly wrong and unleashes an ancient nightmare god called the Sludge God, and the ground turns to goo, people turn into infected monsters, and you and 3 friends grab guns and start solving the problem the only way you know how. There are four classes: Assault, Medic, Engineer, and the Defender, each with unique infection-based abilities and their own skill tree. So you get to tweak reload speed, ammo, grenades, and things like that. It's very World War Z inspired in structure, but with that heavy John Carpenter energy. Monster Hunter Stories 3 Twisted Reflection drops on March 13th, and it's the next turn-based entry in the story's spin-off, so if you played Wings of Ruin, you'll feel right at home. But this one is slightly a bit deeper and technical. The combat runs on the classic power, speed, and technical triangle, so it's a leaning more system-heavy this time. So you gotta read the monster patterns, counter correctly, manage your stamina, and target specific body parts. All that matters more. Launching on PS5, Xbox, Switch 2, and PC, this might be the most polished stories game yet.
Athelos, I can't believe they'd bring it here!
Death Stranding 2 On the Beach drops March 19th. Sam Bridges is back, hitting new lands to reconnect people and prevent humanity's extinction. The PC version drops March 19th, 9 months after the PS5 launch, with unlocked frame rates, ultra-wide support, and DLSS 4, with that next-level cinematic look. Whether you're on a budget rig or a really, really crazy setup, presets from low to very high have got you covered, and all the cutscenes are even optimized for 21:9, so your bridges and landscapes look super crispy.
Get you waiting, huh?
And last on our list is Crimson Desert dropping on March 19th, and the developers Pearl Abyss are back, a single-player action RPG set in the harsh, high-fantasy continent of Pywell. The buzz is real. Online, everybody's talking about how Pearl Abyss's own Black Space engine, the game pushes high-fidelity graphics without killing frame rates. So if you played Black Desert Online, you know the studio loves stunning visuals, but Crimson Desert promises to take it even further, blending all the gorgeous scenery with smooth, intense action, somewhere between Dragon's Dogma 2 and The Witcher 3.
Remember who you are. And let it guide your path. For at the end of it, you will find the answers you seek.
And that's our list for some of the top games dropping this March. Release dates are always changing, so be sure to keep up to date with our GX calendar so you don't miss out. I think we've got a lot of good games coming out this month, but me personally, I really like Pokemon. I'm a big Pokemon fan, and a Nintendo fan in general. I have the original Pokemon Diamond and a PSA 2 first edition Dark Charizard, but I'm just really excited that Pokemon is making a game that isn't just about fighting. It's got the Animal Crossing aspect, and that's just really interesting, so I'm going to be sure to check it out. But what do you guys think about the games on this list? Were you into them? Did you like them? Or maybe you thought some games should have been on here that weren't? Let us know in the comments down below. I've been your host, Retrospect. Thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you guys right here next time on Opera GX. Bye, everyone.